My name is Brenda Musasizi Mutoke. I'm coming from Uganda. I work with an organization. It's an NGO, nonprofit, called Uganda Community Libraries Association. But I'm here because I'm a member of an initiative called Beyond Access, sponsored by IREX in Washington, D.C., that collects or brings together library work, like people in the library network that are promoting development in their communities and in the country. And I'm here as a representative of Kitengesa Community Library. That is the group in which I entered to be a Beyond Access member. Yes.
And what are some of the activities that you run in your library that makes it relevant to Beyond Access?
We have various activities. Like we have a women's group, a family literacy group. We offer library services to the entire community. Then we also have an activity for the deaf, where we include them in library activities and teach them basic ICT skills and how to communicate using the internet. Yes. So in the women's group, we also teach them how to use computers, how to read and write, how to take care of their families, and how to get closer to the children, not just to be a provider, but to also be a friend. And we also try and get them to involve their husbands to come into the library. For the children, it's all those library activities in addition to games and programs for child development.
So with some of those groups, like women and their husbands and their children, do you use digital resources? Do you teach them ICT?
Yes, definitely. We teach them ICT. At the moment, we are limited because we do not have a television in our library where they can access local news. But we teach them the importance of accessing ICT technology. And we have a computer lab where we teach these women how to write. Some of them come without even knowing how to write using a pen and paper. So we first of all teach them how to write and read. Then we also incorporate that with computer lessons, where we teach them how to type, how to open programs, how to use email for communicating, yeah, things like that. But and then they are more interested in using this computer technology or the internet to research for better methods on how to grow crops for their families, how to cook healthy meals without having to use cooking oil, which is unhealthy, how to take care of their homes and basically live a healthy life.
Do you find that is it easy to keep people's involvement, or is it difficult once you get them involved to keep them there?
I think by the time they come to the library, they're already willing to get involved because they are hearing about it from other women who are coming. They are seeing how those women's lives are improving. Actually, what keeps them there currently, other than the programs we offer, they happen to form a women's saving and credit scheme cooperative, and out of this they've done so much. So every month they collect money, then that money goes to someone to do something with the money, and then out of the profit they give back to the library, but after improving their lives. So when other women in the community see that this lady went to the library, she didn't have anything much, she started saving with the women's group, and then when her turn came to be the beneficiary, she managed to start growing crops, she sold and out of the produce, she has done this for herself and even given back to the library. it encourages them to keep coming. And when they see that, oh, this lady is literate, she knows how to use computer, she knows what internet is, email, she has friends out of Uganda that are interested in buying, say, her crafts or wanting to know how she's doing, they get the interest to come. Yeah.
That's really great. That sounds like a great way to keep people sustained. So tell me, just last question, tell me what you think you're going to take away from the conference and what you'll do once you get home.
From here, I've discovered that telecenters do the same work that libraries do, just that our focus is more on literacy and the books themselves and just basic ICT. But telecenters and the library service that we offer, it's almost the same service. So I want to try and incorporate a telecenter within the library so that the library can be both a library and a telecenter and get them involved in this telecenter foundation organization so that they also develop better skills and connect with other people in the world that are in the same field of work as we are. I hope that we can link Beyond Access with the Telecenter Foundation so that it doesn't just stop in Uganda, but with all the other Beyond Access member networks in the world.